Eulalia, Disc 6.
Maudie looked anxiously over the logboat's stern, not encouraged by what she saw.
I say, Osbald, old lad, I don't wish to sound like a wet blanket, but those vermin types are gaining on us, what?
The Gowsham spotter nodded unhappily.
Aye, they're closing the gap, miss. I can make out the paint on their mangy hides. We need more speed.
Barbola's wife, Kachuch, popped her head over the stern.
We're trying, but we can only go as fast as the boat in front when you're sailing in single file.
Ah, sure, that's true, so 'tis. You talk good sense for a river dog, so we do.
The logboat rocked as a creature dropped out of an overhanging beach into the vessel. He was a squirrel, small but very wiry and agile. Four daggers were thrust into his broad waist sash. He wore a short embroidered waistcoat, one hooped earring, and sported a woven multicoloured headband at a jaunty angle. He winked cheekily at Maudie, then bowed.
Rangville the Rogue at your service, ma'am. Pray, would you impart to me your own dulcet title?
Despite the peril of their position, the young hermaid took an immediate liking to Rangville. She curtsied formally.
Maudie the Hon, Mugsbury Throttle, pleased to make your acquaintance, I'm sure.
Rangville the Rogue performed the somersault neatly.
Faith, and that's a fine old garb full of a name you have there, ma'am. If not me, I'll just call you Maudie, or Pretty Face, or Beauty Beast. Ah, but enough of the old flannel. I see you've got problems, and isn't it the bold Grunton Curdley and his thick-headed ord?
Maudie took another glance at the rats, who were getting closer by the moment.
It is indeed. I take it you know of him, what?
Rangville twitched his nose in the horde's direction.
Sure, and who doesn't know of that in around here? I've been crossing swords with that boyo since he first showed his snotty nose in these parts. Do you need me help now, Maudy? Just say the word, me darling, and it is myself that'll put a spoke in his wheel.
Osbald interrupted.
What could one squirrel do against that lot?
Before he could speak further, the Gowsham spotter was flat on his back, with Rangval's dagger tickling his throat. The roguish squiddle tweaked Osbald's snout.
When I want your opinion, me old son, I'll ask for it. Ah, sure, but you're only a spiky river mouse. What would you know about anything? Or a hatful of hazelnuts?
Rangville put up his blade and dismissed Osbald.
Now then, Maudie, me darling, tell your friends to push on upstream and don't hang about. Oh, when you come to a tidy little cove with a sandstone overhang and some pines nearby, wait for me there. Oh, and when you pass by Ouch Mansions, hold your breath and keep your head down and make no sudden movements.
Barbola poked his head over the prow.
Ouch Mansions? We've never heard of that place.
Rangville grinned at the big otter.
Barbola from the falls, isn't it? You don't know me, but I've watched you many a time. Good big family you have. Sure, let's do the introductions later. I'll best be about my business now. I'll see you later, so I will.
Rangville shot upward into the foliage terraces and was gone. Maudie turned to Barbola.
I say we trust Rangville. He looks like a bit of a blinking laddo, but I'll bet he knows his bloomin' way round, what?
The otter slid back into the water.
Ain't much else we can do but trust him, miss. I'll pass the word along to Luglug to keep watch for the cove.
Smiling sheepishly, Osville felt his neck where Rangville's blade had been a moment ago.
I wonder what Ouch Mansions are, miss.
Maudie shrugged as the logboat began making better way.
I expect we'll find out soon enough, old lad.